Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus, and we've been in a series called Kingdom Citizen, considering the big idea that only one kingdom lasts forever. As we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus consistently brings us back to these kingdom realities that we are bringing heaven to earth in terms of values and virtues that we are trying to help others see and really help ourselves see our current realities in light of kingdom principles. So even though the world will never be right, we can be right for the world. Not perfect, but right. And so this week we took some time to talk about the idea of anger. In Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, he makes this equation of murder and anger. And so we kind of discussed that, first of all, from the perspective that we understand, I don't think Jesus was saying that the consequences of murder and anger are the same thing. Certainly, those are very, very different things. In terms of their separation from God and how murder starts on the inside with anger, you find the similarities. And I think that's really what Jesus was speaking to. He talked about this progression of rage that works out in our lives. And it starts with anger. And anger really begins, the seed of anger is a blocked goal. There's something that we want. There's something, there's a way that we want things to happen, according to James chapter 4. And James says, you want, but you don't have. You seek, but you cannot attain. And we get frustrated. And so when that occurs, when someone or something is blocking our goal, we begin to, at least internally, demean that. That somehow we think we are better than, or we think we should be in control of. And when we're out of control, when there's this goal that we cannot reach, we get frustrated and we get angry. So it begins with anger, but it moves on to contempt. Jesus says, I say to you that everyone who is angry will be liable to judgment, but whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. So you see that it grows in terms of its importance. Jesus says, man, if you insult your brother, and again, this is internal, this hasn't moved to a verbal place yet. So it begins with anger, but it grows with contempt. And really, contempt is kind of like, it's kind of like an anger fantasy. It's kind of like where you can imagine this person that is blocking your goal, bad things happening to them, or they get the consequences of maybe bad choices or decisions or ways that they are being demeaning or demoralizing to you, that somehow we get this little tinge of pleasure when bad things happen to people that we don't like or that we disagree with or that we're angry with. And so contempt starts to grow. And then the third thing is that Jesus said it eventually boils over to her speech. He said, and whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. That word there, you fool, that's like in Southern Ohio, we call it cussing. In Central Ohio, we call it cursing. But Hebrew cussing was to call someone a fool. It's the Greek word moros. It's where we get our word for moron. And so Jesus says, you can see it. Anger starts internally. It grows over time with contempt as we hold on to it. And eventually it bubbles out of us. It comes out in our speech. And in our speech, we have this tendency to say words that we wish that we could take back. How many times in my life have I said words in anger, and just as soon as they leave my lips, I wish I could reach out there and grab them and pull them back, but you can't do so. And so as anger builds in our lives and begins to overflow out of us, we have to deal with it. And at Lewis Center, we had Brett Castle, who came on Sunday, and Brett talked to us about really dealing with the realities of human anger. And the first thing he talked about was taking our thoughts captive instead of our thoughts taking us captive. Brett talked through the reality that the scripture teaches us that we captivate our thoughts, and if we don't, vice versa. All be that social media, be that something that comes along, like I mentioned, block goal, something like that, our thoughts will captivate us and they will drive us, or we will take our thoughts captive and we will learn to drive them. The second thing that he talked about with us was really about what he called eyesight. In other words, spiritually, having this internal radar of discerning why or where, getting to the source of our anger whenever it comes. When we have the feeling, when we have the emotion, we follow that emotion to its source and we speak truth to it. And so I thought, in light of our current reality, the current world that we live in, with elections and viruses and opinions running right and left, I thought this was so appropriate for the life of our church. As people are struggling, engaged couples are struggling, married couples are struggling, we're struggling at work with other people, we're struggling with parenting, we're struggling in friendships that we have. I thought this was great wisdom from the scriptures for us. So I hope that you'll take the opportunity to come back and join us all week during the DriveCast. I'm going to take a second and pray for us here in a minute. And then we're going to kind of do something different with the DriveCast beginning today. We're going to end with prayer time. Some of you have reached out to me recently, reached out to our team, and said that your prayer times are growing, they're lengthening, and sometimes we don't leave enough opportunity to pray at the end of the DriveCast. So we're going to kind of flip the prayer time at the end. I'm going to pray, and then you're going to have as much time on the backside of the DriveCast to pray as you choose, okay? So I'm going to pray for us and then give you the opportunity to pray. Father, thank you that we see, God, how you handled anger. That Jesus, you took the wrath of God against sin in our place. And we are so grateful that that you are our substitute and our sacrifice. So God, it's really just impossible for us to live in perpetual anger. You've been so kind and gracious to us. So God, we just repent of all the times, God, when anger overtakes us, our words. I pray, God, that you'll give us the wisdom, the guidance to be able to go talk to others and to speak with them and to reconcile relationships and as much as possible with us to be at peace with all men as it comes out of situations at times in our lives. It's an opportunity, God, for us to once again thank you for your kindness and grace and mercy to us. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Now you take the opportunity to pray.